Hey everyone, and welcome to the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm Damon.
And I'm Megan.
And we are your regular hosts for the show. So each time that we have a guest come on our podcast, one of the things that we wanted to do is ask them a question. So the question that we are going to ask each guest is, what has God been highlighting to you recently? So we wanted to kick off this podcast by asking that to each other. So Megan, what has God been highlighting to you recently?
Oh my goodness. He's been highlighting a lot. I would say one thing, especially just this week, it's like he's been highlighting circumstances. Mm. And I had a quote actually I heard the other day, and it was like, not linking our circumstances and what we're going through with God's love for us. Like, circumstances and God's love. So if I'm having a really bad day, all of these terrible things are happening to me, that doesn't mean God doesn't love me. So that has been something I've personally been going through and learning all last year, with all these different things happening, all these different health things happening, and really coming down to this place in my heart that's acknowledging basically like, God knows better than I do, like Joseph, when he was going through all the ups and downs in his life. But the down parts aren't related to God's, you know, like, it's something I'm discovering and going through, but that ultimately God's love and Jesus on the cross is an ending. Mm. And learning what that is and coming to that place. You know, just like you were talking about the main verse of this podcast, Philippians 4:13, like we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and, you know, even in prison or whatever it is, and that strength coming from the Lord and his love through the difficult times, through whatever we're going through, but those circumstances aren't linked to his love for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll get more to the theme verse a little bit later. That's
Megan dropped the ball.
Megan's just so excited today that she's jumping the gun on a few things. But yeah, I mean, it's so interesting because the world, especially today, is constantly telling us that, you know, our circumstances are related to our value. Our circumstances are related to whether or not we're able to flourish, whether or not what our experience of things are,
right,
is all tied to our circumstances. And yes. So it's really interesting, you know, that's what the theme of our whole podcast is about, right, is about being able to flourish in every season. And that's something that God's been highlighting to you, is just how his love endures no matter what the circumstances are,
yeah,
no matter how you're feeling, mm-hmm, but God's love for you doesn't change, and it's, you know, unending. So that's awesome.
Okay, what about you? What's God been highlighting to you?
Yeah, so, you know, right now we're sitting in the Freedom Center, and it's really, really cold in here.
It's freezing. I have like a huge parka jacket on and then another jacket.
Yeah, so we're sitting here and it's the middle of winter. You know, I mean, for us in California, I mean, middle of winter still means
it's pansies.
Middle of winter and freezing cold still means it's 50 degrees outside. So, but yeah, so the thing that God's been highlighting to me is the seasons, you know, and right now we're in the middle of winter here and it's cold. Well, for us, it's cold when we're used to 70 outside and it's 50, it's cold.
Yeah.
But with that, I feel like God's been really highlighting that, you know, he has intention for each season. There's intention for the winter, there's intention for the spring, there's intention for the summer, and there's intention for the fall. And so, you know, kind of like Megan said, for us feeling like a pansy in 50 degree weather and saying it's super cold, but recognizing that God has a purpose for this season of cold. And, you know, when people think of winter, a lot of times, you know, it's not like summer where, you know, in Southern California, we go to the beach and there's life and we're outside all the time.
Right.
In the wintertime, it's, you know, it's cold. We're inside a lot more. There's sickness. There's all these other things that are going on. But what I feel like God's been highlighting to me is that, you know, with each season, because he has intention, he wants us to look at each season differently and the purpose for each season differently. And so being In the middle of winter right now, I feel like the season that God's been taking me through is recognizing the areas in my life that he wants to die. So whether it's addiction or bad habits or just different things, that there's certain things in my life that are getting in the way of the new life that he intends for the spring, mm-hmm. that he wants to bring about in the springtime. Mm-hmm. You know, when we think of spring, we think of new life, new love, new newness, right? Mm-hmm. And the winter, we think of death. And so with this season, I feel like God's been saying, take advantage of the season, recognize the things that need to die in your life so that you can make room and space for the new things that I have coming in the next season. And so that's been something that I've been sitting with and trying to recognize, because, you know, it's so easy when you're sitting inside all the time
in your own little world
to just really, you know, feel sorry for yourself, right. or yeah. just really feel like, oh, I'm depressed. Yeah. And then you miss out on the things that God is really trying to do. Mm. And so I feel like God's really been highlighting that to me recently is, you know, use this season for the intention that I have for it. Recognize the things that I'm trying to kill off so that you can make room for all the new things that you have coming in the next season. So that's been something I've been thinking about and wrestling with and trying to recognize. But it's neat too, because I feel like that really has a lot to do with what the theme of this podcast is, which is engage to flourish and how God wants us to flourish in every season. So if we look at each season with intentionality and what is God doing in the season, yeah. then I feel like we're going to be a lot more ahead of the game when it comes to being able to flourish in each season.
Yeah. And another thing that when you said that, which was so interesting, and how like winter sometimes represents dying, there's like a dying and then spring's new life. So it's like the Christian life is all about, I mean, look at Jesus' life. He died on a cross for us. And I heard someone say, like, dying's not easy. No one likes to die. But, like, that process of, like, really, it's like dying to ourselves again and again and again to be renewed in Jesus, to be like Jesus. It's this whole purification process. And I think, you know, like, as Jesus returns soon, he's just, like, preparing his bride, us, mm-hmm. the church.
Yeah. So one of the things that we wanted to do on today's episode is we wanted to share a little bit more about our vision and what we think that this podcast is going to be about. So, you know, earlier Megan kind of jumped the gun with our theme verse. But yes, the theme verse for our podcast is Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And as we were sitting with this verse, you know, we really felt like that's an important thing, is that we want people to feel like Jesus is empowering them to do what they were made to do and be who they were created to be. But as we were sitting with it too, I felt like God was trying to, you know, lead us to look a little bit more at the context of what that actually looks like. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted us to kind of dig in a little bit deeper and not just focus on that verse, but focus on some of the verses that precede it. Mm. So I'm going to read the verses before it, starting in verse 10. So this is Philippians 4, verse 10 through 13. And this is Paul talking to the Philippians. Mm. And so it goes like this. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Mm-hmm. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in reading that, it really felt like this connected with what we want this podcast to be about, which is helping people to be able to flourish in each and every season. And that's really what Paul is describing here, is that he's learned the key to being able to flourish when he has a little or when he has a lot, or when he's well-fed or when he's hungry. When, you know, if we think about a lot of his letters that he's written, he was in prison. So he was able to flourish in a situation when he's in prison, mm-hmm. and he was in prison for, you know, following Jesus. That's why he's in prison. It's not like he was a murderer and that's why he was sent to prison, but he was in prison for following Jesus.
Right.
And he's able to write these really encouraging letters mm-hmm. to the churches that he planted in these cities and really trying to lift up his brothers and sisters in a place where he's imprisoned for just following Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so really that's, we felt like that was so key to what we want to do with this podcast, is we want to help everyone that's listening to be able to find tools, find tips, find the key that Paul found, where he's able to flourish in these situations that would be really difficult for most of us. I know for me, if I was sitting in prison, I would probably be throwing a pity party for myself, especially if it was over something that I've, you know, was either wrongfully put in prison for, or something that was a good thing. You know, he's put in prison for sharing the good news. And that's why he's in prison. And yet he's still able to be encouraging and still able to, you know, really continue to follow the Lord, even in these negative circumstances.
Mm-hmm. So it's just so encouraging to have this in the Bible, like Paul, you know, in prison, in the midst of it, and his response to his circumstance, and he's content. So I think that word, that when you're saying it, the word content stood out to me. Like when we're thankful and when we're content, it really could change our perspective. So this podcast is also here to be a tool for people to help change perspectives from maybe what we may be thinking in our minds, you know? And it's nice to get different perspective and biblical and godly perspective, you know, with a biblical worldview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we are going to be bringing on guests regularly to our podcast.
Woohoo!
And so, you know, as we were thinking and preparing for, you know, where do we want to go with this podcast, we were kind of thinking about some of the different guests that we were going to be bringing on. Mm-hmm. And so Megan, who are some of the guests that you're excited to bring onto the podcast?
I mean, the first people that come to mind is our staff. Like if people don't know the staff or if you're new to our church, it's really amazing to see everyone's lives transform based on kind of like our church mission and people being all they're created and called to be in Jesus Christ, and kind of seeing their lives where they were to now and that transformation. So, I mean, I could list all these people off the top of my head, but the first one that comes to mind is Pastor Ross, and he's our worship leader. He oversees a lot of different things at the church, and, you know, every time, you know, someone has a conversation with him, it's always rich.
Yeah. So Megan, actually you're in luck, because one of the next podcasts that's going to be coming up will be an interview with Pastor Ross. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
So for me, some of the people that come to mind when I think about who I'm excited to have on the podcast are Jody Nakamoto, who's leading our
goodness.
Healing and Wholeness ministry.
Yes.
You know,
so good.
I feel like our church has such a robust healing and wholeness ministry,
right,
that a lot of people don't know about. And so, you know, I really feel like there's certain things in our healing and wholeness ministries, yes, like the prayer ministry teams, IPM, the deliverance ministry, that
so good.
They're so good, but a lot of people don't know about what they're about, or
right,
who's
right
in them, or what they talk right about, or what the experience is like. And so yeah, I'm excited to have Jody come on and share her heart for the ministry and really talk about what is going on in those ministries, what an experience is like, so that people can really feel like, yeah, I want to participate in that, because
right,
I've gone through PMT, I've gone through IPM, yeah, and they've been really life-changing for me personally.
Yeah.
And I feel like they would be really helpful for a lot of people to go through.
Right.
And there's certain things that are, you know, obstacles for people, and totally yeah get it. But
past experience. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it would be good for people to just hear Jody's heart for the ministry and what it's like to go through, so that, you know, if you feel like God's leading you to participate, then it would be great, you know, and life-changing for you too. Another person that comes to mind is Ida Akamine, and she's leading our parenting ministry. And, you know, I really feel like God has really been giving her a lot of insights and tips and tools on, you know, raising our kids to be godly adults. And so I'm excited to have her come on and share some of those things with us. And, you know, as a parent with young kids, it's always great to hear ways that I can be a better parent and ways that I can, you know, help to raise my kids and participate as the spiritual leader of my house, mm-hmm. to be able to raise them to be who God made them to be. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited that, you know, hopefully she'll be able to come on and give us some tips that we can actually share with our friends and family that, mm-hmm. that have kids too, to help them, their kids to be raised in, to be who God made them to be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm really excited about some of the guests we have lined up.
Yeah, getting pumped.
Yeah, and it's neat too, because we were thinking that with the podcast, one of the things that we can do come up with ideas of other people that we might not hear from very regularly. Mm-hmm. So we might have some of the missionaries that we're in contact with. Yeah, we might have some other people coming on. Haven't had them confirmed yet, but those are just some of the ideas that we have thrown around. So that, you know, as a church, we can hear some more of the things that God is doing around the world too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really easy for us to get caught up in our little bubble of Southern California, of, you know, what's going on here. But it's awesome that we serve a God who is working around the world. And you know, being a part of Catalyst, he's allowed us to partner with different people around the world to just to do what he's doing over there. And so it would be good to hear from some of them too. So I'm excited about that too. Mm-hmm. So Megan, if there's something that you would want each listener to experience between now and the next time we come on the podcast, what would you say to them?
I would say that, you know, amidst whatever you're going through, that God loves you, and for them to experience the Father's heart. What about you?
Well, before I get to mine, it's interesting that you're talking about Father's heart, because that's actually going to be the next sermon series that we're going to go through. So it's kind of neat how everything's coming together with everything, and how God is like actually tying things together.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that hopefully we'll see more throughout the podcast, is just the ways that God is intertwining different things together, and we'll be able to connect some of the dots. And, you know, it's really neat to see how, you know, God is moving in different people in similar ways at the same time. So one thing that I would want to leave you with is that God wants you to flourish in every season. No matter what season you're in, whether it's things are going great or things are going terrible, God wants you to flourish. And so that's what we want to do with this podcast, is we want to help you and equip you and empower you so that you can sense the Lord's love for you. Allow that love to transform you into the type of person that can flourish in every season. And so if that sounds like something that is exciting for you, then keep checking us out on the Engage to Flourish podcast. Hope to check you out next time. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.